Good morning, everybody. So glad that you're joining me. Welcome to Wake Up with Hope. This morning, I would like to share a prophetic word that the Lord gave me 10 years ago. And 10 is the number of a cycle. When God gives us a word, we must know that it doesn't always happen the moment He gives it to us. But if He gives us a prophetic word, we have to look at the timing for that word to come to pass. And I do believe that in this season that we're living in right now, in this year, 2022, that God is bringing to pass this word. And we have to hear what the Spirit is saying to us this morning. So I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to make a few comments regarding what the Spirit of God spoke to me as I was in prayer years ago, early in the morning. For the Lord is gathering His jewels from the four corners of the earth. He is gathering, for the end time harvest has come. Glory will be poured out upon His remnant church as judgment is poured out upon the heathen. For the Spirit of the Lord will tarry no more. The time has come that the people will run to and fro and look for signs in the heavens and signs in the earth, for they will not be able to find answers from man. There will be a great searching in the hearts of people as I put a greater hunger than the earth cannot satisfy. That the world and the flesh cannot satisfy, that the religions of this world cannot satisfy. There will be an unrest in the heart of mankind until they find their peace with me. For a pure and a holy gospel will rise up from the defilement and pollution. A pure and a holy gospel from a pure and a holy remnant will rise above the defiled gospel that has not been sanctified and is full of mixture. A pure gospel will rise up, and those that seek my face will I shine upon them with my glory light. For a great outpouring of my Spirit is coming upon the land. America will experience one last great outpouring before my return. As the judgments increase, the heart of people will open for the gospel, but many more judgments are coming upon the land. Now think about this 10 years ago and look at what has transpired. People will come to the place of knowing that there is no other answer. Only I am the answer. Now note this and pay close attention to these words. For there will be a new sound from heaven. It will not be a sound that mimics the world. It will be a new sound, and those that carry the sound will carry the glory with the sound, for the sound will usher in my glory. It will be a new sound on the land, a new sound on the earth, and this sound will come forth and it will cause demons to flee. So the sound will be from the Holy of Holies. It will be the sound of the Holy of Holies. It will be the sound of the glory of God coming to earth, the sound of heaven coming down, the sound of heaven invading earth, for the sound will be released before the King returns. This sound will preface the King of Kings. Just as the musicians took the lead to prepare the people before the King arrived, so this sound will prepare the people before the King of Kings arises. And the earth will quake and shake before the return of the Lord, for the earth knows His return is nigh at hand. This is a very powerful word from the Lord. And as I stated, it was given to me 10 years ago. And 10 is a cycle, and God, and when he speaks a word, we may see portions of it, but not the full fulfillment all at once. I believe we are in this now new season in which God is pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh. And people are breaking out of bondages. Miracles are beginning to happen like never before, because a new sound is being released to the people of God, who are the remnant, who are living in the Holy of Holies. In Acts 2, there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind. Remember? A sound. A sound. Well, who heard the sound? Not the people on the street. The people who heard the sound were locked up in a room praying for 10 days. That's a remnant. And what did they do? They put aside their busy lives. They left their cell phones. They left the distractions. They left all the cares. And they got in that upper room and they decided they were going to pray and intercede and get along with God until God came down and the promise came. And how did everything begin? With a sound on the day of Pentecost. There came a sound as a mighty rushing wind. Everything begins with a sound with God. And only those who are in tune with him, with their ears tuned to his voice, will know his sound. Today we have so many people thinking this is God and that's God and God's over here. But the reason they don't know the true sound of God is they are not spending time in the Holy of Holies. They are not consecrated. They're just running here, there, and everywhere trying to find a word, a sound. But you don't know what the real sound is until you are in the Holy of Holies, where the sound originates from. Exodus 19:15, when God introduced himself to the nation of Israel, what happened? There were thunders, lightnings, thick clouds, and a voice like a trumpet, exceeding loud, and the people heard it. So there's a sound coming from the mountain, a sound like a trumpet. God's voice is like a trumpet. It's heralding truth. Are we listening? The Israelites gathered around Sinai are the only ones that heard it. The Philistines didn't hear it. The Egyptians didn't hear it. You had to be in a certain place to hear the sound. When Jesus is addressing the seven churches in Revelation, what does he say to all seven? Those of you that follow me and listen to my messages should know this by now. And if you don't, then you're not listening. What is the one phrase that was told to the seven churches? Every one of you on this phone call this morning should know it if you have been listening to these messages. What is the one thing? Not repent. He didn't tell all seven churches to repent because not all seven were out of line. He didn't say get the sin out of the camp to every single one of them. But he did say one thing, one phrase to all seven. What were the words? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Why did the Lord say that? Why is that the one thing that he said to all seven? Because you cannot hear, first of all, without an ear. And everybody's got an ear, but everybody doesn't hear. You can be talking to somebody, and they're not hearing a word you're saying. because they're focused on something else. You cannot hear two conversations at the same time. Try it. Take two telephones, put one in one ear and listen to somebody talk to you, and put the other in the other ear and listen to somebody talk to you and see if you can make out what any of them are saying. You can't. You have to give the voice speaking to you undivided attention to hear what they're saying and follow what they're saying. And there is a sound. When you get on these morning calls, you know my voice because I have a sound. When I talk to my friends, they don't have to say, this is so-and-so. I already know why, because your voice has a distinct sound to it. Well, there's a sound, a distinct sound to the voice of God. But if you are not spending time talking to him and him talking to you, you don't know the sound. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. What is God saying? I'm about to release a sound. It's a good sound, but if you don't know my voice, how are you going to know what it is? How are you going to know my voice? You've got to spend time in the Holy of Holies. Note the words that God said. This sound shall come forth from the Holy of Holies. This sound will cause demons to flee. This sound will shake the earth. This sound will change everything about you. And I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now. Lord, I thank you right now that you wake up the people on this morning call. You wake them up in the spirit right now, Lord. You wake up our spirit again. Our spirit has been asleep far too long. We've been lulled to sleep by the cares of the world, lulled to sleep by the things of the world, lulled to sleep by the news, lulled to sleep by carnality, lulled to sleep by our own mind and our own opinions, and we need an awakening in our spirit today. Wake up the spirit of those who are on this call. Wake up the saints of God to hear the voice that is sounding right now from heaven, the voice that is speaking to the people of God. It is time to wake up because God is talking to us, and we have got to hear the sound of heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. It is time to hear what the Spirit is saying, not what some preacher on the corner over here and preacher over there and prophet this and apostle that. Listen to me. We have got to hear the true voice of God. And the true voice of God is not coming through everybody who has pastor attached to their name, prophet, apostle, and whoever else you want to title yourself. The true people of God are the ones who don't go advertising how great they are. They're the ones who speak how great God is. And they're the ones who've been in the Holy of Holies. You got to find somebody living in the Holy of Holies. And they're few and far between. And that's where the voice of God is coming from. That's where the sound of heaven is coming from. We are so swept away today by name and fame and following and big. And we have missed the voice of God. That's why we're still struggling with the same problems. That's why we still have the same issues. That's why you can't get delivered. And that's why you're still in bondage. Because the voices you're listening to do not have the power to set you free. It is time to hear the voice of God. And the voice of God is in your closet. Spend some time there. The voice of God is always speaking. We're not always listening. The problem is the ear. Have you ever had an earache? When your ear is hurting, things don't sound right, you're in pain, and you got to get healed from that earache. You know, the noise of the world will give you an earache, and you will not hear the voice of God. We've got to come back to the voice, the still, small voice. There was a voice that spoke to Elijah in the cave. Not some grandiose shaking, but a still, small voice spoke to him. We need to hear the voice of the Spirit. And the still, small voice, the voice of God is coming through the Holy of Holies. And there is a Holy of Holies people, not just a physical Holy of Holies, but we are called to be Holy of Holies people. That means not just holy, but Holy of Holies. You know, when I was in middle school and high school, I played the flute. It was my love and my passion. I played, I was in the band, I was in the concert band, and it was my passion. I practiced and practiced. I probably drove my parents crazy. I practiced day and night because I wanted to be the best. But what I found out in being one of the best flute players in my high school and in the region I lived, because I was in every competition, was that I had to learn how to listen. The flute, the instrument, takes more breath control, air control, than any other instrument, because you are pushing air through a very tiny hole, and it is not easy. I haven't played my flute as regularly as I used to, and so I won't pick up my flute for months. And when I pick it up here at the house and I start to play, ooh, you know, you kind of have a little dizziness at first because you're winded, because it takes extreme amount of breath control, and you are, again, targeting your air through your lips, and you have to blow so precisely into that tiny little hole to make a sound. But the point I'm making is, it's the sound. And the sound can be flat or sharp, because I remember in concert band, you cannot get in a competition and get the highest marks in our UIL competition if your concert band was out of tune. The key was to be in tune. It was all about the sound. And I remember in band competitions, I would sit in the audience and listen to the other concert bands. And I could detect, because I was so fine-tuned in my hearing to sharps and flats, I could detect the minute the flutes were out of tune, or the trombones were out of tune, or the trumpets were sharp or flat. You could hear it because you're tuning your ear all the time to being in tune. And so when you hear it out of tune, it just jumps off the page. I mean, you get it. You hear it quickly. But I spent years, years. I think I started playing the flute when I was in fifth or sixth grade, and I played all the way through college. My point is this: I spent years listening to the sound, and we would know when we were in the midst of our rehearsals. We would know. The band director would stop and say, "No, you're too flat. You've got to pick it up. You come on. You got to get your instrument in tune." Or you're too sharp. And you could hear the discord of an out-of-tune band. But when we were in tune, ooh, nothing could stop us. It was the most beautiful sound. But how did we know that? My director taught me a great lesson. Listen. You have to listen. You have to fine-tune your hearing, because you will not be able to catch every time you're flat or sharp, but if you're really listening, you will. That is why the Lord said, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying." You've got to fine-tune your hearing. That's why you have to shut the noise off from around you. We can't hear the new sound that's being released if we're listening to the old sound. Let's talk about music for a moment. We've got an old sound in the church. It's a sound of the world. It mimics whatever is the sound of the going contemporary music. So if you listen to some contemporary radio station and you listen to a Christian station, you think you're hearing the same music. It's different words, but it's the same sound. Why? Because we mimic the world. It's the same old thing. We've done it year after year, after decade after decade. But what is God saying? Heaven has a sound of worship that God accepts. Do you know that there's worship God does not accept? Because it is foreign to God's sound. Now, we may like it and it may touch your soul, but it is not going to change your inner man. It doesn't have the power. It can't carry the power without coming from heaven. That is why you can sit in a service and you can listen to a song and it can make you cry and all of this, but you still come back coming out the same. Why? Because it didn't have the power from the Holy of Holies. There is a sound coming from the Holy of Holies that connects with earth, and the people that hear the sound get the transformation. We've got to hear the sound. There's a sound coming from the pulpits of men and women who are living in the Holy of Holies, and when they release their voice, it comes from heaven. That's why you get changed. But if they're not living there, you can't connect to that. You can only give somebody what you have. Listen, if you don't have it to give, it doesn't matter how much schooling you have and how many degrees by your name, you just don't have it to give. You can only pour out what you have inside. So if what you have inside is not pure Holy of Holies, you can't pour that out because you can't fake that one. It is too pure and too holy. So what is God saying to us? Why is this word so important that we latch on to this today and we hear what God is trying to tell the church if we'll just listen? I am sending you a new sound. It will not be a sound that mimics the world. It will be those only that can carry a sound living in the Holy of Holies. Note what he said in this word. For my sound will usher in my glory. If you're dialing in late, start getting up on time and get on this phone call at 7 a.m. because I'm not going to repeat this word. I shared it already. We got to get disciplined and we've got to get ready in the morning to hear what the Spirit is saying. And it will be worth your while to get up. And if you're listening to the replay, listen carefully. Because God is speaking to us today. What is the Lord saying? It's a new sound that's coming on the land. And it will cause demons to flee. Now let's talk about that. Because most of the sounds call, you know, bring the demons in. The nonsense we have to hear. But now God is saying, I'm releasing a sound that the devil will flee the minute the devil hears the sound. You know, I prayed for this girl that was demon-possessed about a month ago. And I mean, it was amazing. I started singing. And something I haven't done before in front of somebody, just when I'm praying for deliverance, I just decided I was going to start worshiping. I began to sing, and the sound of heaven came down. That girl laid in that lounge chair outside in that backyard, shaking like convulsions, demons coming out of her by the sound. It's a sound of heaven that they fear. And we, the people of God, have the sound, but we're going to have to release it. And you cannot release a sound if you're not spending time in the presence of God. And it all comes back to this. Get alone. Get in the presence. Walk the floors of your house. Go outside in your backyard. Find a park. Go and shout. Sing. Worship. Talk to God. Open up your mouth. Listen, this isn't a silent walk. There's a sound. Remember that. And you've got to release that sound that's on the inside, but you can't connect if you don't open your mouth. That is why worship is so important. That is why your praise is so important. That is why it is so important to open up your mouth and not lay in the bed and pray in your head. People that lay in the bed and pray in their head, hello, you go right back to sleep. We've got to open up our mouth, declare God's word, and begin to release the sound, because the more you open your mouth and pray, the greater the anointing will come upon your life. You'll start to get filled again. We need a fresh infilling, not just here and there, every day. We get out of our bed. We need a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit, and that fresh infilling will carry a fresh sound. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Now, the earth responds to the sound of heaven. If you're in an airplane and you are experiencing turbulence, do you know that you have the dominion and the authority to speak to the atmosphere and release a sound? And the atmosphere will listen to the sound because your sound is God's sound. And there is a voice in you that is a voice of God to speak and take authority. I cannot tell you how many times, and I mean, Grace can testify to this because normally Grace flies with me. She travels with me. I would venture to say a vast 90% of the time that I hear the announcement, flight attendants, take your seat. We are going to have turbulence. Everyone, fasten your seatbelt. Nobody get up. You know how many times I've heard the pilots make those announcements? I was just in a flight not too long ago. Same thing. The flight attendants need to sit down. We are going to experience about 30 to 40 minutes of turbulence. No, we're not. And that's what I say every time. No, we're not. We will not. And so I speak to the atmosphere, and I don't really care what people think. I listen. If you're on an airplane, do you really care if somebody opens their mouth and say, I rebuke this and I declare peace, be still? In fact, you probably want somebody to say that. And I will say, no, we're not. And I'll look at Grace. I said, no, we're not. We're going to declare right now this is not going to happen in this plane. I take authority over this atmosphere. I take authority over every principality and powers of the air. You will not touch this airplane. There will be no turbulence on this plane. In the name of Jesus, I take dominion and authority. And I release my voice and I release the sound. Now, I don't have to shout it, but I will speak it. And I will tell you that these pilots wonder what happened because we will not go through the severity of what they thought we were going to go through. Every time. No, we're not going through that. I just reject it. It's like speaking from God's perspective, it's a sound. You know, you walk into a doctor's office, and guess what? It's filled with negativity. Negativity. It's like they're looking to find something wrong all the time, looking for the worst. And there's a sound. It's a negative sound. And you have to walk in there with the sound of heaven. Well, this report says that, no, you know what? I am declaring the report of the Lord. It's a sound you make with your voice. It's bringing heaven to earth. I hope you're understanding what I'm saying this morning. It's what the Lord is saying. There's a sound from the Holy of Holies that rejects what the negativity of earth is saying, and it speaks what God is saying from the heavenlies. And we have to learn to live in it. And if we're not living in it and praying and spending time in it, we cannot carry it. So I want to encourage you this morning to really up your prayer life, to spend more time releasing the sound of heaven, hearing what the voice of God is saying, and then releasing it on the earth, declaring what God is saying, because you have a voice. Now listen, everybody doesn't get behind a pulpit and preach in front of thousands of people, but you know what? You have the power to reach more than thousands of people. When you release your voice in prayer, when you declare God's word to the atmosphere, your voice is impacting thousands of people, whether you know it or not. Every one of us is called to be a preacher. Every one of us is called to declare the good news. Every one of us is called to release the sound of heaven. If we are spending time in the Holy of Holies, there is a sound that is arising out of us. It's the Spirit of God. And he will release his sound through your life, because we are to be carriers of the sound of heaven. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. So if you hear what the Spirit is saying, you're going to say what the Spirit is saying. You get it? First, you've got to get your ears in tune to his voice. And then you will speak what his voice says. Blessed be his name. But it comes back to this. What are you hearing? Are you hearing the sound of heaven or the sound of earth? Are we hearing the voice of God or the voice of man? What are you listening to? You can sit there and listen to the news 3, 4, 5 hours a night. Where did it get you? Or you can get in that Bible, get on your face with God, and listen to what the Spirit is saying. I promise you, it will change the world. Watching the news is not going to change the world, but listening to the voice of God will. We've got to stop being so addicted to the news and addicted to all this stuff that we're hearing, and we've got to get addicted to God. We've got to hear, and I feel the Holy Spirit of God this morning. If you are feeling the Spirit of God this morning, I want you to email me, Sharon@SharonBoland.com. I want you to email me when you get off this phone. I want to know what the Lord is saying to you, because I am feeling the Holy Spirit on this phone call this morning, and I believe that these morning devotionals, Wake Up with Hope, are only going to get greater and stronger. Start inviting your friends. Do you know 10 people? Text them. Send them this message. It's on my website. All these messages are on the website now, SharonBoland.com. Go and share. Tell people you need to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you today. And we need all of us to come back to fine-tuning our ears to hearing, because things have been out of tune, but the voice of God is always in tune and in season, and he always knows what he needs to speak to his people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So take these words today. Listen to this message again. Listen to the replay. And let this word get inside your spirit. It is time for the Holy of Holies people to arise. And that comes from a place of humility. When we are low before God, God will lift us up. You don't just walk around with dominion on earth because you're prideful and haughty. No. It's those who are abased that God will raise up. You see, the lower we bow, the higher we walk in the Spirit. And if you want to hear what the Spirit is saying, you've got to bow low on your knees in prayer. There is a sound, and the sound is going to change the world. It's exactly what God gave me in this word 10 years ago. Everything is linked to the sound. The glory light, the outpouring of the Spirit, the transformation, it's all linking to the sound. He that hath an ear, fine-tune your hearing. Let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. You will never know the sound if you don't know the Holy Spirit. That's the key. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Okay, what does that mean? It's not what any and everybody's saying. What is the Holy Spirit who lives in the Holy of Holies? What is he saying? We need to know. And we cannot know if our ears are not listening for his voice. Blessed be his name. So, Lord, I just pray today as we conclude this morning devotional, Wake Up with Hope, that you will anoint your people again, that you would anoint our ears to hear your voice, that the world will be drowned out. Just get rid of all the carnality. Help us to know the true voice of God, the trumpet voice speaking to us from the heavens, the voice that speaks from the Holy of Holies. Fine-tune our hearing to hear the voice of the Spirit today. Get the wax out of our ears. Get the junk out that's clogging our hearing, Lord. We need to be cleaned out. We need to fine-tune our hearing to know, this is the voice of God. I will follow this voice. And Lord, I pray that everyone on this phone call this morning will receive a fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost. They will receive a fresh baptism from heaven. That they will know the voice of God and be fine-tuned to follow that voice in these end-time days, because we need a revival. We need a holy move. And we need the glory of God to come back on the earth. And it's coming back through a people who live in the Holy of Holies. So raise up everyone on this call, live and replay, that they will be touched and filled again and receive a quickening in the inner man to follow you and to hear your voice and to release your glory in the earth. We bless you, we love you, and we glorify you. And we thank you for what you're doing and the greater things that will be done on this earth. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you for listening this morning. And remember, our 25th anniversary gala is coming up August the 13th in New Orleans. Please make every effort to come. Get your tickets today at SharonBowen.com. And if this message has touched your heart, email me. Let me know what the Spirit of God is saying to you. Love and blessings to all.